The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 16. Another question put forth by Dr. Faustus to his spirit Mephistopheles of his own estate. Dr. Faustus, being yet desirous to hear more strange things, called his spirit unto him, saying, My Mephistopheles, I have yet another suit unto thee, which I pray thee deny me not to resolve me of.
Faustus, quoth the spirit, I am loath to reason with thee any further, for thou art never satisfied in thy mind, but always bringest me anew.
Yet I pray thee this once, quoth Faustus, do me so much favour as to tell me the truth in this matter, and hereafter I will be no more so earnest with thee.
The spirit was altogether against this, but yet once more he would abide him. Well, said the spirit to Faustus, what demandest thou of me?
Faustus said, I would gladly know of thee, if thou wert a man, in manner and force as I am, what wouldst thou do to please both God and man?
Whereat the spirit smiled, saying, My Faustus, if I were a man as thou art, and the God had adorned me with those gifts of nature as thou once hadst, even so long as the breath of God were by and within me, would I humble myself unto his majesty, endeavouring in all that I could to keep his commandments, praise him, and glorify him, that I might continue in his favour, so were I sure to enjoy the eternal joy and felicity of his kingdom.
Faustus said, But that I have not done.
No, thou sayest true, quoth Mephistopheles, thou hast not done it. But thou hast denied the Lord thy Maker, which gave thee the breath of life, speech, hearing, sight, and all other thy reasonable senses, that thou mightst understand his will and pleasure, to live to the glory and honour of his name, and to the advancement of thy body and soul. Him, I say, being thy Maker, hast thou denied and defied. Yea, wickedly thou hast applied that excellent gift of thy understanding, and given thy soul to the devil. Therefore give none the blame, but thine own self-will, thy proud and aspiring mind, which hath brought thee into the wrath of God and utter damnation.
This is most true, quoth Faustus. But tell me, Mephistopheles, wouldst thou be in my case as I am now?
Yea, saith the spirit,
and with that fetched a great sigh.
For yet would I so humble myself that I would win the favour of God.
Then, said Dr. Faustus, it were time enough for me if I amended.
True, said Mephistopheles, if it were not for thy great sins, which are so odious and detestable in the sight of God, that it is too late for thee, for the wrath of God resteth upon thee.
Leave off, quoth Faustus, and tell me my question to my greater comfort.
You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.